this morning. Here we go. See what we got today. We're in a little series. We'll conclude it next week. The best life. The blessed life. How can you have that? Next week we'll conclude it with my portion talking about the best relationships. How can I have the best relationships? And from the Word of God, just learning, how can I step into blessing in my relationships? That's next Sunday morning when my brother Terry's here on the love of brothers. Okay? Let's look at today's message, the best life, the blessed life. Now, you're taught many times through Christian television and even through other churches. Now, I'm not trying to slam them, but hey, if it is, it is. Okay? If you think you can send $1,000 somewhere and get you the best life, you're fooling yourself. And you're smoking something, I'm going to tell you. You hear me? I'm telling you right now. Life is just not like that, guys. I love people that give to the Lord. And I believe the Lord blesses those who give. He does. It's more cheerful to give than to receive. But giving something somehow, or getting a handkerchief from somebody off TV and rubbing your face with it or something, excuse me, is not going to give you the best life. Are y'all listening or not? Now, that you might say, well, he don't, that's not. Now, listen, most of the world that ain't goofy, they know what I'm telling is the truth right there. Did you hear me? Say, there's things that you have to do to have the best life. Did you know that? You know what I'm saying? There's things that you have to do. There's promises in the Word of God that are yours. But guys, we got to step in that. We got to walk in that. We got to move towards that. We got to press toward that. It's like anything else. It's just going to take some effort. You understand? Yes or no? Okay? So that's what we've been talking about. Okay? But you are not cursed. Okay? God's not picking on you. You live on a cursed world, a cursed planet where you know, fallen creatures live. We've all sinned, right? Say, anybody in this room, how many in this room have ever hurt somebody's feelings? Can I see your hand? You see what I'm saying? I mean, look at that. I mean, that's the way life is. Down here, you're going to have some issues. But you can have the best life. God's not picking on you guys. He loves you. And so we've been trying to establish that. So let's look at our subject today. We're going to go just a little bit of review so I can get you right where we need to go today. The title of my message today is called Think Like This. Say that with me. Think Like This. We're going to help our thinking today. Okay? So it's going to come. Something's got to happen in your brain and in my brain if I'm going to have the better life, that life that God has for me, and ultimately that best life and that blessed life. Think like this. God thinks I can have the best life. Okay? We've established that in a whole message. We developed that thought in a whole message. One of the verses that we use, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says who? The Lord. Thoughts of peace and not what? Evil. To give you an expected end or to give you hope. Or to bless you. But we get thinking, though, that when bad things happen or even when we make bad decisions ourselves, it's so easy to blame God. Or God's picking on me. Why'd God let this happen? Can you believe what God let happen in my life? Come on! If you want the best life, you can have it. If you want the blessed life, you can have it. But you got to go get it, man. But God's for you. He's not against you. The word blessed, what does it mean? It means God's divine favor. It means God's hearty approval. Did you know there's things that you can do and way that you can walk that God goes, man, I like that. I approve of the way they're walking and living and doing. It's God's conferred happiness. There is a happiness that God can give you. But you're going to have to make the decision if you want it or not. Y'all listening or not? Say. See, your gift needs to come from God, not from a preacher or somebody like that. Got it? Come on. Think logically here now. God can do this, not some man. So those three thoughts, my words, it's God's shine or His favor. It's God's stamp, that's His approval. And it's God's smile on you, His happiness that's in you and coming out of you and living in you. Amen? So that's what we've been talking about. How can I have that? Now, if this is boring you to tears, just hang on with me a minute, all right? We're going to get somewhere.
Come on.
So far, we've established what in the three messages? Three messages. Number one, God wants me to have the best life, the blessed life. We called the message, say it with me, God thinks I can. God thinks I can. The little train, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. No, God thinks you can. Can you imagine the God of heaven thinking you can have the absolute best life? I mean, if you let your mind wrap around that, that is a crazy thought. Then why can't I? Then Scripture's like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. They start to make sense to me. Amen? I'm more than a conqueror. They start to make sense to me. Because God thinks I can. Not because I'm all that, but because He's all that. Because I believe in Him, He then goes, you can do everything because you believe in me. Amen? You see how that works? So we talked about that. Number two, for me to have the best life, the blessed life, say it with me. I must fear the Lord. Or have the deepest what? We talked a whole message on fearing God. The fear of the Lord, the Bible says, is the beginning of knowledge or wisdom. So, the message was called Listen Up. Listen Up. And we talked about how that in the Old Testament, Orthodox Jews would say something every day. It's called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our Lord is one Lord. And then they would say this, I will love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Jesus said mind in the New Testament. But the point is, they would say that every day, starting their day, every day like that. That is giving God the deepest respect. Now, it needs to be more than just some little saying you say, but living your life every day to fear God. Are you hearing me today? To respect Him. If you want the best life, you must fear the Lord. You must respect God. It's not about you being perfect. You aren't going to be. Okay? We're still in the flesh. We still struggle. But you are to press toward that respecting God and living for God and listening to God and walking the way He would have you walk. And that led us to the third message. I must walk in the ways of the Lord. We call the message, Walk This Way. And in the book of Proverbs, it says that we're not to forget the law. A lot of people get to the New Testament, Jesus died, I can just forget the law. Are you kidding me? The law is given to help us. It's a schoolmaster. Yes, it brings to Christ, but it's to help us to live life. And God didn't do away with the law. He, you know, good grief. These are good things. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Isn't that a good thing? Say. Amen. And so we talked about the Ten Commandments. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Jesus said, you know, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart. We just saw that. We just talked about it a little bit ago. Keep moving. We're to love God and we're to who? Love people. And we established the Ten Commandments. When you look at the Ten Commandments, the first four are loving God and the last six are loving people. You ought to walk like that. And we put that message together. That's how you can have the blessed life. Amen. If you want to be a liar, you're not going to be blessed. I don't care how much stuff you get. You can lie your way all day. Cheat. Okay? And you can, oh, I feel good and I'm blessed. You're not blessed. You're lying. You're fooling yourself. That's not the blessing of God. Okay? You hear me today? Okay? You know, not honoring your mom and dad. Okay? You think, you know, you just can't. You just can't live like that. Okay? You might not be a murderer, but to kill somebody with your tongue, to speak evil of somebody, to lie about somebody, to be a gossip, you know what you are? You're a terrorist. You're terrorizing people. It's what you're doing with your mouth. You're not a blessed person. Are you listening to me today? Okay? So that's what we talked about. These commands are very important, guys. Amen. Say. All right? You've got to make some action here. Walk this way. You start walking this way. Am I walking this way so God will take me to heaven? No. He gave His Son so we could have eternal life. All right? I'm walking this way because this is the best way for me to live a life. Did I lose you or not? All right. Woo! So let's go further now. Y'all ready? Can y'all? I mean, y'all sleeping on me. Come on. Let's go further and let's press harder. I want the blessed life. Okay, so what we've established so far has been very helpful, but we're going to go deeper today. Here we go. The best life, the blessed life. Let's turn the page. Say that with me good and loud. Come on. Think like this. Can we do it one more time? Think like this. If I'm going to have the best life, the blessed life, I must think like this. Jesus Christ Himself took time to teach people what we're going to talk about today. Which is incredible that we are able to do that again. That's crazy. He carefully outlined what my thinking or my attitude should be if I want the best life, the blessed life. He did it. He showed us. And I've looked at this passage for years. I've read it back and forth. I've taught it up and down. But this week in my office, I saw something better and different that I hadn't seen before. And it's about how I can have the best life. And it affects my mind. So I want to talk to you about it today. Here we go. Matthew chapter 5. If you want to follow along in the Bible, you can do that because we're going to be in this one zone today for a good bit. Matthew 5, verses 1 and 2. And seeing the multitude, Jesus went up into a mountain, and when he was set down, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and he what? He taught them. And this is what he said. Let's talk about it. Let's see what he said about how I can have the best life, the blessed life. He says, I'm to think like this. The passage of Scripture we're going to look at is called the Beatitudes. Say that with me. The Beatitudes. Every one of them starts out with blessed, blessed, blessed. Is that what we're talking about? That's what we're talking about anyway. Blessed, blessed, blessed. They're called the Beatitudes. Why are they called the Beatitudes? They're called the Beatitudes because the word blessed in Latin, and you know I don't speak Latin, is the word beatus in Latin. And that's where we get the word beatitude. Okay? This is just our attitude or our thinking if we want to have the blessed life. If you want the best life and the blessed life, then this should be your attitude. Amen? So let's talk about our thinking today. Let's try to make some sense of this today. Here we go. Number one, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Can we say that one together? Come on. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. First way to think. Number one, here it is. Say it with me. Be, can we say it louder? Y'all are sleeping on me. Be humble. Be humble. If I want to have the best life, the blessed life, I am to be what? I'm to be humble. What does that mean? It means to correctly estimate or view yourself. But aren't we good at viewing somebody else? Say, aren't we pretty good at measuring other people up? You're not going to be blessed if that's how you spend your life. You'll do a whole lot better if you correctly estimate you and view you. Be humble. Romans 12 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that's among you, say it with me, not to think of himself more what? Highly than he ought to think, but to think what? According as God had dealt every man to the measure of faith. Correctly estimate yourself. If you want to have the best life, the blessed life, humble yourself. Have the proper view of you. Poor in spirit, by the way. Boy, you need to listen to this. Listen to me. Poor in spirit does not mean having a what? That guy's just got a poor spirit. How's another way we say that? That person just has a bad what? Attitude. We think that just being down, looking like this, well, I'm just humble. No, you just got a bad attitude, Jack. You hear me? Well, I'm just down all the... Now, you know, how's God been to you lately? Well, you know, whatever. I'm blessed. You're not blessed. You're lying to yourself. You're not viewing yourself correctly. You know, being poor in spirit is not having a poor spirit. Okay? What is it then? What is it to be humble? Keep going. It's not, I am not worth anything. Being humble is not saying, I'm not worth anything. Being humble is not saying, well, I can't do anything. You know, I just can't do anything. Well, there goes a humble person. No, there goes a person who doesn't know who he is. There's a person that doesn't know he has potential. There's a person right there that's not walking in the blessed life or the best way to live life. What is being humble? It's an honest, what? Estimation of yourself. And that's good. That's a good thing. Know yourself. Accept yourself. Be yourself. Okay? You'll never have the best life trying to be like somebody else. God made you unique. And to be humble is to accept you. And to know you. And to be you. God has a plan for you. Okay? But this is something we do a lot. And we do this all for who? The glory of the Lord. Did you see you being you and proper estimating who you are and your gifts and your abilities and your talents? God's cool with that. You don't have to be me. I don't have to be you. He's God. You're not. I'm not. He created you. He has a role for you. He loves you. You understand? You listening to me? Okay. Hang in here with me. Listen to this. See this. Don't overestimate yourself. See, that's pride. Somebody arrogant. But don't what? Underestimate yourself. That's a false humility. That's a false humility when you're just forcing that. But rather what? Correctly estimate yourself. Okay? That's number one. And it's no accident Jesus put that number one. If you're not real with you, don't expect these other things to fit. If you don't have the proper attitude in your mind about you and who you are, you'll never walk into that life that God has for you. He has an incredible life for you. I don't know, it's like, you know, it's that old saying that if you can find something you enjoy doing and you can do it and make a living at it, that's the thing to do. Amen? You know, and that's just knowing you. And a lot of you can do that. You can do that fixing. A lot of people can be mechanics, and they just love what they're doing, and they can just do that, and they're so happy at it. My gosh, if I tried to do that, I'd go nuts. I'd be throwing things, cussing. I'd be terrible. You see what I'm saying? Be humble enough to accept yourself and your gifts and what isn't your gifts, and walk into that, but correctly estimate yourself. Be humble. Amen? Just say no to pride, no to false humility, and yes to the truth of who I really am. This is who I really am. I talk like me. I'm from Rockingham. So is number 59 on the Baltimore Ravens. His name is Donnell Ellerby. From Rockingham. It's who I am. What's wrong with that? Say. What's wrong with that? Say. Not a thing wrong with being where I'm from. You understand? Okay? You're from where you're from. Don't come off like you better than I am because you ain't. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You're not. Newsflash, you ain't. I'm not better than you. I'm who I am. Did you hear me today? And if you're giving off an air that you're better than somebody, won't you work on that air you're giving off? You're listening to me today. That's ugly preaching, ain't it? Come on. Yes to the truth of who you really are. And if you're blessed, if your pedigree's higher, your education's higher, whatever, that's good. Give God the glory. Don't take it yourself. You hearing me today? And if you don't have a whole lot, and you maybe not have the pedigree and all that, don't try to use that to your advantage to make people poor mouth and feel sorry for you. You listening to me? Give God the glory that you grew up the way you grew up, where you grew up and you got the education, what you have and what you don't have, and the money you have or you don't have. Give Him some credit. Amen? Say. That's what this is talking about. Have I lost you? He said, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Wow. That's where I'm from. Amen? That's where I'm headed. That's where my name's written. Know who you are. Amen? Y'all all right? Yes or no? Okay, let's go. Now, that was a long one. Jesus said, if you have this way of thinking your attitude, this is how you're going to receive God's divine favor, His shine, His hearty approval, His stamp. And this is how you're going to have God's happiness conferred upon your life if you walk like this and think like this. Out of the gate, number one, this is what Jesus said when He was saying you want to have the blessed life. Are we cool on that, church? Say. Okay, let's go now. Everything's going to roll downhill now. Here we go. Not going to look at each beatitude individually. We've seen them in groups now. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be what? Filled. So blessed are they that mourn. What's number two in the blessed life as far as the thinking that I need to have? Think like this. Number one, I need to think and be humble. Number two, say that with me. Be what? You mean I got to be remorseful? That's a craziness. I thought you were talking about a good life. Be remorseful. When you're humble, you correctly estimate yourself. When you're remorseful, you correctly view sin as God views sin. Correctly view sin as God views sin in your life. Y'all listening to me, okay? Keep coming. Right here. What does that mean? Jesus says, if you want to have the best life, the blessed life, mourn and despise sin in your life. Don't cover or defend your sin. And He says, if you don't cover and defend your sin, you're going to be walking down the path to the best life. But aren't we good at covering and defending our sin? Say, whoo, baby, do we cover that stuff. And we talk ourselves into it, it's good. It's right. And we are so good at being happy with our sin, and we do that a lot by putting other people down. And that goes to number one, being humble. Did you hear me today? Be remorseful. This is the way I'm going to have the best life? Absolutely. We read this last week. Jesus spoke a parable about a certain man which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So He's trying to give a lesson about some thought they were righteous, but they were despising others at the same time. How can you do that? He gives this story. Two men went up to the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, or religious phony. The other was a publican, which is a dirty, rotten scoundrel, sinner. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank You that I am not as other men are, as extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And then the dirty, rotten scoundrel, he stands afar off. He wouldn't even lift up his eyes so much to heaven, but he beat himself on the chest and said, God, please be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man, the dirty, rotten scoundrel, went to his house what? Rather than the other, religious phony. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be what? Exalted. Now, what's the point? If you want to have the best life, the blessed life, don't say all this about you and look down on other folk. You see your sin. You view your sin as God views your sin. Try that little line on God. You try to compare yourself someday to God. Try that. Tell Him how good you are. How you better than Him. See if that dog ain't going to hunt right there. Amen? Okay. Be remorseful. And then the second, this other beatitude, I think, goes along with that one. Be meek about it. What do I mean, be meek about it? The word meekness means strength under control. We're to be meek towards others, for sure. But when it comes to thinking about our own sin, we need to be meek about our sin. We need to be meek when we're thinking of it. We need to have strength to deal with our own sin. Guys, come on. Here's what I wrote. It really takes meekness to correctly view sin in our life and deal with it the way God says.
instead of strongly defending my sinful behavior, I should rather correctly control my thinking or my attitude and submit to what God says about my behavior and be remorseful and turn from my sin to Him, which is hungering and thirsting after righteousness. It takes a lot of strength under control to deal with your own sin. How many would say amen to that? How many? That's like the hardest thing ever, isn't it? Say, man, that's hard. But man, you got to be first meek in your mind to deal with your sin and things like that before you go trying to be meek out here. Strength under control. Correctly view sin as God views it. God says, if you'll do this, look, here's what's going to happen. Jesus said, you'll be comforted when you have a correct view of sin. God's not going to leave you alone to deal with that. He's going to comfort you as you're dealing with your sin. He's glad for you dealing with your sin. Do you understand? He goes on to say, you're going to inherit the earth. You're going to have a better life. Instead of covering and defending your sin, you're going to be able to enjoy life. Number three, you're going to be filled. You're going to be filled. You're going to be living life with a good conscience. Be filled on the inside, knowing that God is with you. Amen? Say. And you're going to feel so satisfied that this really works. If we confess our sin, He is what? Faithful and what? To forgive our and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is a beautiful thing. Number three, sounds like the best life, the blessed life to be. Amen? That's what we're on here. Number three, it's moving. Matthew 5, we're walking. Three more Beatitudes. One view, one thought. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Point number one was be humble, correctly estimate yourself. Point number two was what? Be remorseful, correctly view sin as God does it, sees it. Number three, be merciful. If you want the blessed life, be merciful. What does that mean? Correctly view the mercy that God has given you and extend that same mercy to who? God says this is the best life. Jesus says it's the best life. But so often we accept the mercy from God. We like that, don't we? Yay! And then we're not merciful to other people. And we wonder why we're all conflicted inside. It's because you messed up. That's why. How can you receive mercy and not give mercy? You'll never have the best life, the blessed life. And it seems like every one of these goes back to be humble, don't they? Say, isn't it what it sounded like to me? Come on. Ephesians 2:4, but God, who's rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, but God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet what? Christ died for who? Us. Be pure in heart. What does that mean? Not bitter. Guys, to extend mercy to somebody is helping you have a better life. Your choice is the opposite, I guess. Be bitter towards them. Be bitter and angry and hateful towards them and think about it and sleep on it and wake up at night and talk about it and tell everybody about it. Well, have mercy on them. Price paid. That's what the word mercy means. Price paid. Whatever you did to me, He paid the price for that. I'm free and you're free. Amen? And have a better life. Have the blessed life. Let's take a little test. Come on, it's okay. You're at home with me here today. How many would say, Pastor, there was mess in my life and I held on to it and it nearly killed me. It was screwing me up. How many of you held on to it for a while and it was a while before you could even get on with your life? That's not God's will. God's will for you is He wants to bless you And He's not picking on you when you hold on to this stuff. You're picking on you. You understand? He's like going, He's up there going, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. You're in me, and I gave my life for you. I know you can do it. I know you can. I know you can get past this. I know you can let it go. You can. I know you can. Amen? And then on the other side of that is like, wow. Amen? Say, come on. Be pure in heart, not bitter. Be peacemakers, not what? If you'll show mercy to people instead of trying to just keep stirring it and causing trouble and mess like that, guys, come on. Amen? Say. The church of all places should be a place of peace, but so often people come into a church wanting to cause trouble. You're a troublemaker, you need to get right with God or find another church. You hear me today? Say, that's just ugly, ain't it? Why do I say stuff like that? Because I want us to have the blessed church. I want the best church, right? Say, why would I coddle that and want to hang on to that kind of attitude or folks with attitudes like, guys, come on. Amen. Here we go. God says if you'll do this, you're going to obtain mercy. You're going to see God. I tell you what, when you give people mercy, it's an incredible thing. You see God working in you like you've never seen Him work before. How many have ever let something go and you can't believe you did it because you wanted to kill them? Can I see your hand? See, that was God that did that. That was not you. You really did want to kill them. You hear me? And look at this. Look at this. Look at this. When you're a peacemaker and showing mercy and not bitter, you're going to be called the children of God. Jesus told His disciples that you love one another. This is how men are going to know that you're my disciples. You put 12 grown men together, they're going to fuss and fight, I guarantee it. That was His disciples. I can't imagine the knockdown, dragouts, and the stabbings and things that happen that we don't even read about in the Bible among these fellows. And Jesus was like, hey guys, if you would like love one another, it might help us when we go to the next town. Amen. Say, come on. Here we go. We're almost done with the message. Thank you. It sounds like God's what? His. That's what I want on me, right? Don't you want the best life? Then you're going to have work on your thinking. And here we end it with His words, Jesus speaking. He says, think like this. He finishes it up like this, guys. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick. And it gives light to all that's in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Number one, be humble. Number two, be remorseful. Number three, be what? Merciful. Number four, be realistic. Sometimes we don't have that best life and that blessed life. You know why, guys? Because we think if we're humble and we think if we're sorry for our sin and we're thinking if we show in mercy, everybody's just going to line up and pat us on the back. They're going to throw us a parade in our honor. Come on now. Be realistic. Correctly view the world, society and culture, and know there is going to be conflict. That's what I have that I don't like about a lot of Bible teaching and preaching that I hear sometimes. It's like if I send this money, if I rub myself with this handkerchief, or if I do whatever, I'm going to have this life that's free from trouble. It doesn't line up with the Bible. And by the way, it doesn't line up with almost every single person I have met on the planet. Amen. Say. And I'm going to hang with what Jesus says. He says, Gary Clark, be realistic about your life. And by the way, guys, the pain that I endured and the hurt that I've endured, one of the best ways it helped me move through that pain and that hurt in my own life is I would say this to myself. Why should I not suffer? Why should I not hurt? When you do, you go through things, you hurt. What makes me any different? What makes me any better? What puts me up that says I'm not going to hurt? Of course I'm going to hurt. That doesn't mean I can't have the best life, though. The blessed life. Are y'all hearing me today? Come on. The world system praises pride, not humility. The world system encourages and endorses sin, not remorseful and not repentance. The world system says get even and give them what they deserve, not mercy and peace. You see? So we've got to correctly view the world or we're not going to make it. We're going to get discouraged again. You understand? Here's what Jesus told His disciples. These things I command you that you love one another. If the world hate you, write it down. You know it hated me before it hated you. These things, listen, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you what? Out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. But, listen, if they've kept my saying, they'll keep yours also. Okay? Be realistic. Don't think it's all rosy. But also don't go so negative that you don't think that what you're doing is right and there's just some good's going to come out of it. You understand? But all these things will they do unto you for what? My name's sake, because they know not Him that sent me. We're done with the message. Finishing this up. Know the best life and the blessed life kind of thinking. It runs contrary to the world system. And now, guys, now here's the deal. That's who you are. You also are the world system, and you and I have come from the worldly way of thinking. That's why you've got to have this thinking countering your own thinking, because that's the way your head is already. Does that make sense? Okay? But be realistic. Be realistic that to have the blessed life and the best life, it's going to take you viewing things correctly, and there's going to be resistance from you, but there's also going to be resistance in your world. You understand? Okay? And you are going to face opposition, and you're going to even face persecution for choosing to what? Respect and live for God. Be realistic. Jesus says, think like this. That's the Beatitudes. Think like this. I don't know. I was in my office this week. I learned a lot. I was like, wow, that's good. Here's the beautiful thing. God's shine and God's stamp and God's smile is going to be on you. And many are going to see it. And they're going to glorify your Father which is in heaven. And that's a great thing. Can you say that with me? Praise the Lord. Let's give Him thanks for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.